All right, A-Town, you know what it is. Second Date Update brought to you by 1-800-INJURED, the Bethune Law Firm. Hey, man, if you happen to get this second date, guess what? They will hook your ass up with a $100 gift card. Who do we have on the line this morning?
Hey, this is Kawanda.
Hey, Kawanda, how you doing this morning?
I'm calling for a second date update.
Okay.
Okay, what's going on, babe?
I went out on a date, my first interracial date with a white guy. We've been chatting on Instagram back and forth for quite some time, and we decided to meet up at Intermezzo's in Dunwoody. But after about 20 minutes, he just dipped, like he left. He didn't say anything, and he's not answering my calls or anything. I just wanted to find out what happened.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Who paid for the date?
We didn't even get to, like, order. Nobody paid for the date. Like, after we met up at the restaurant, we sat down and everything, and then he excused himself, and he never came back. I just want to find out what happened. Like, what was the reason that he jetted?
Okay, all right. Well, we're going to get him on the phone. What's his name?
His name is Philip.
Philip. All right, listen, Ms. Kawanda, we're going to get old Philip on the phone. Don't say nothing till we cue you in, okay? And we're going to get to the bottom of this as long as he answers the phone.
Okay.
She already said she ain't never really dated a guy the whole race.
And this would rub me the wrong way, honestly. Yeah. I wouldn't even want no second date. It is my first time ever going outside my race, and this is how it ends. I'd be like, I better off with these.
Hello.
Hi, good morning. May I speak with Philip, please?
This is Philip.
Great, Philip. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Who am I speaking with?
Wonderful. This is the Streets Morning Takeover. Young Jock, Mo Quick, and Shout It, Philip.
What's up, Philip?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, Philip. Hey, listen, man. So we got a morning show, and the segment on our morning show is called Second Date Update, and you are the topic of discussion for our Second Date Update. Do you have a few moments you can spare?
Sure.
Okay, so listen, man. Young lady called us up, said that you guys went out on a date. And the date didn't end too well. Are you familiar with a Kawanda?
Sure am.
Okay, so you want to tell us about Kawanda? Give us a little insight on Kawanda and your date?
Yeah, how'd it go for you, Philip?
So I met Kawanda at Cafe Intermezzo, and coming right out of the gate, she looked nothing like her Instagram pictures. Her Instagram pictures suggested, or they plain out looked like her skin tone as a black lady. She was a lot lighter than she looked in person. In person, she was a whole lot darker, and I've dated black girls before. I've dated mixed girls before, but I've never really dated really dark. And just something triggered, and I didn't have anything else to say or didn't even want to be there.
Wow.
And I just excused myself. I got up and left.
Did you tell her you was leaving, or you just got the hell on?
He said excuse. What was your excuse?
I said, I think word for word, I said, excuse me for just one moment.
Ah! And then that was, Phil, oh.
Well, wow. Sir, it's no need to explain anymore to us. Thank you for your participation. But now, we have Kawanda on the line, and she heard everything you said.
What
now you guys
head.
Can, you know, figure this out. Kawanda.
Yes, wow. I'm really, really dumbfounded that I fell for a racist on Instagram. He's obviously a racist. You want to date a black woman, but I'm too dark for you? Wow, that's just really, really insane.
Philip, would you call yourself a racist?
Well, I gainfully admitted that I've dated outside my race and that I've dated black women before, mixed women, Asians. So I definitely can't be a racist. But even dating outside my race, I still have a preference in what I like. And she was just, you're too dark, like too dark for me.
I'm proud of my dark skin. I love it. And I thought you loved it too. And now you meet me in person and you say that I'm too dark. Out of here.
Wow.
Let's say things would have went well and we would end up having kids, then
if I was a little bit lighter, then we would have went further. But because I'm dark, then you're not interested, although you were interested at first. You know, you're racist, even if it's undercover, if it's not blatant, you're racist.
So, Philip, tell me, I mean, there's really not much of a difference between different lighting and such. Either the girl is extremely dark or she is just as she is. Why is this such a big issue for you, Philip?
I just think if really white guys, myself, and a really dark girl as Kawanda were to have kids, the kids might turn out a little bit
too dark for my freshman.
And who said we were going to have kids? We were trying to get to know each other.
I'm just saying. They asked me for the reason why, and I'm telling you.
Wow, I mean, Philip, you're not holding back at all,
honey. This is very interesting. Who said I even wanted to have children with you? We were trying to get to know each other on a date.
Okay, Kawanda. Honestly, baby, I understand how frustrated you are. I can't believe that Philip would want a black woman, but not too black. And it's sad that even Philip, you being a white man, we find this in our own culture. A lot of men stray away from women who are too dark because of A, B, and C, and vice versa with the women, too. I personally hate this discussion. I wish it wasn't a thing, and it being perpetuated like this on live radio is kind of put me in the Kawanda spirit right now. I have some issues that I like to go off on, too, but I'm going to leave it alone.
I can appreciate someone's honesty. Because he could have gave us a million and one reasons why he loved. He didn't have to be honest and open. I appreciate that more. At least I know where the person stands. Unfortunately, there will not be a second date update, so y'all will not get this money from the from 1-800-INJURED, the Bethune Law Firm. And A-Town, boy, I know these lines finna go crazy. Y'all got to call us up, 443-520-945. Keep it where you got it. We're number one in the streets. It's Streets 94.5.